Hey, girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's podcast because we are breaking down a tool that has been super helpful for me, and hopefully it will be very helpful for you too if you're wanting to get more focused and just stay driven towards the goals that you have in your life. And I want to explain this tool in the form of an analogy because it works really well in my brain when I'm trying to make a change or a level up in a particular area or just trying to figure out how to get more excited and happy and fulfilled in the process toward getting where I want to go. And it's this idea of thinking about how I'm setting myself up with an environment in my head by reprogramming my software to match my hardware. And when I say software, I'm referring to the programming that you're running in your head, right? Like the thoughts that you're thinking, the beliefs that you have, what you're actually saying to yourself. And if that matches your hardware, which is the center, like the belief of who you are or who you want to be at your core, the honest hardware that you want in your life. And this is one of my favorite analogies because it's super tangible and I think it's really easy to process. So let's just dive right into the juice. So in order for you to actually use this software hardware analogy as a tool to support you in getting where you want to go, we have to think about a particular area in your life that you want to crank it up a notch in. Maybe it is your health, or it's your marriage, it's how you're showing up in your career, it's you finally getting out of your own damn way to do the thing that you know that you want to do. Maybe that side hustle, that blog, that podcast, whatever it is, okay? We're going to take one of those areas, and first we have to just recognize that you right now are not actually the problem, right? Like, you can make this happen. It's just what stops you from getting where you want to go is often the software that you've been running on your existing hardware. Because if you have a dream or a vision of wanting to improve your life in a particular area, you are certainly capable of making it happen. But you might be unintentionally running some old software that's not working for you and the hardware that you have. So we need to just upgrade it. Okay. So first and foremost, you can make a change. And I'm going to tell you in four simple steps. So let's just do this. Number one, first, we want to analyze the current software that's running. And what I've noticed for myself, and maybe you can notice for you too, is my software or my programming is often in the form of an excuse and a story if it's not working for me. And typically, it's an excuse combined with a story that I am not really that proud of, right? I wouldn't be proud to say it out loud. And it's definitely not something that I would ever let my best friend say or my daughter say or like my sister say, right? Because we are often our own worst critics. So we've just got to acknowledge that first and foremost. Because maybe what you're saying to yourself right now is, you know, I wish I was more fit, but I don't have time for it. And that excuse sounds really valid, right? Like you're busy, you got a lot that you're juggling. And so you like to use that excuse, but really underneath it might be a belief. That's your real programming, which is like, I'm never going to stay consistent at sticking to my goals. I never have in the past. I don't even know why I try. So the time excuse is giving you permission to not go for it. But really, we've got to fix that software, that story that you're telling yourself, because that's not conducive to supporting you to get where you want to go in your health goals. Or maybe it's not even about your health goals. Maybe it's something in your career. You're like, I'd love to start this side business or this podcast, but I don't know how, or I don't have the money to do it. So the not knowing how or not having the money is the excuse that, again, seems very valid. But underneath it, if we're really honest, is this story, this programming, this software that something like, you know, if I actually go for it, then maybe people will make fun of me, right? Or if I go for it and I fail, then I'm going to be really embarrassed. And I just don't want to be embarrassed. So you like to use this idea, and I do it too in certain areas, right? Of like money or lack of knowledge as the excuse, but you're just writing yourself a permission slip to not go for it because you know it sounds valid, but really we need to fix that software, that belief underneath the excuse. I want to just remind you, especially if you've been wanting to, you know, work on this particular goal or aspect of your life for a long time, that you might have had some software that's been running so long that you don't even actually believe that you're capable of changing it, but you are, right? You might be saying to yourself, oh, I've had this goal before. I'm not going to follow through on it. Why do I even try? You might be saying that. And that story is BS and it's not serving you because at any moment you can draw a line in the sand. This can be your demarcation line right here, right now, where you get to change the narrative. You get to upgrade your software, but you have to recognize that it's not going to be easy to do this. It's simple, but it's not always easy because your brain is constantly looking for evidence to prove the stories to be true that you're telling yourself, to reinforce your current beliefs or your current thoughts, or for sake of this example, the software that you already have running, which is why it's really important that step one is taken really seriously, where we actually analyze our current software that's running. Because then from there, we can ask ourselves like, okay, what is the excuse that I see myself using like often that keeps coming up for you? And beneath that, what is the story that I'm actually telling myself? Because when we know what we're working with, then we can actually do something to change it, right? Girl, don't you worry. We're jumping right back into the show, but I wanted to first thank our sponsor of today's podcast episode, which is Organifi. And I talk about this company a lot because I love their products and I want to make sure that you're kept in the loop about them. But in particular, I want to tell you about their green juice because Sina and I on our road trip have been trying to figure out how to balance our nutrition with still like eating all of our meals out. And maybe you're traveling a ton too. What we've been doing is drinking the Organifi green juice first thing in the morning. I'm actually just stirring it into water or shaking it up like in a shaker cup with water. Typically, I blend it into my shakes, but I'm loving the green juice so much by itself that this is what I'm going to start doing moving forward is just stirring it up with water. The green juice, maybe you have written off green juice in the past like I had previously because you tasted one that tasted like it was licking grass and you're like, it's not worth it for the health benefits. This one tastes fire. And it's such high quality ingredients, completely organic. It's got moringa, chlorella, spirulina, which is actually an algae, but tons of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. It's got matcha in it. And then it has mint, which just cuts it to make the flavor really freaking incredible. I highly recommend adding this into just your nutrition regimen because it's been such a game changer for us. And we absolutely love it. It helps me feel really energized and just like drinking something green. I'm like, oh, I'm giving my body all the nutrients. And I love it. I love their entire product line. I love their proteins, their teas. Go check them out. You can head to Organifi.com/Kaycia and use code Kaycia, K-A-C-I-A, for 20% off any item in their store. That's Organifi, Organifi.com/Kaycia and code Kaycia for 20% off. Honestly, please let me know if you check out any of their products, but definitely let me know if you vibe with their green juice as much as I do, because when I get your DMs or your tags on Instagram, you're like, Kaycia, you were not kidding. This stuff actually tastes really freaking good. I get so freaking excited. So that being said, let's jump back into the show. And thank you, Organifi. So we're going to start there with like determining what our software is, like the software that's currently playing in our head in the form of the excuse that we've said so many times. We often believe it, even though we know it's not true if we're honest. And the story that isn't working for us. And we're going to move to number two, which is where we want to make sure that the hardware that we say that we want is what we actually want. Because if we're going to rewrite the software with something that matches your hardware, right, which is like who you actually want to be at your core, we need to make sure that who you want to be at your actually core is something that you really want, right? Because you're likely not yet the person who is accomplished the goals that you want to accomplish. Because you're listening to a podcast like this, you care about growth, you're constantly going to be up-leveling, right? You're a work in progress toward becoming that person. And like I mentioned, your hardware is who you actually want to be at your core. Maybe you want to be a fit person. a morning person, a top podcaster, a savvy business owner, a woman who is ridiculously happy in her marriage, a successful speaker, a top producer at your company, whatever it is, these I am statements are these narratives. Even if you don't fully believe that they are possible for you yet, they are components of who you are at your core because they are the desires that you actually have. So we've got to get honest with ourselves. Who do you actually want to be? Not who you've been, not what someone told you that you're capable of, not what somebody else's goals are for you, but at your core, who do you actually want to be? Because that is your hardware. And if we're going to spend all this time rewriting your software to match your hardware, we want to make sure that we're actually moving in the right direction because direction is so much more important than speed. But we got to make sure that these things actually match, right? So when we know what current software we have running, we know the hardware that we actually want, then we move to step number three, which is where we match those two together. We match the software to the hardware. So in order to get where you want to go and to feel more focused on your direction and actually excited about the path ahead of you, you have to have the software, like the thoughts, the beliefs that match your core hardware. But here's the thing, you can't fake it. And I actually am not a huge fan of the advice of like fake it till you make it because you are the one that lives in your head and you know if you're lying. So you have to actually believe that you can change. You have to believe that you can rewrite the narrative or for sake of this example, the software. You don't have to have full faith, 100% belief in yourself. I'm not asking for you to have that. I'm just saying you've got to capitalize on that little glimmer, that tiny little tug at your heartstrings, that little bit of belief that you have, that you actually do believe that you can make this hardware that you want for your life, these core things that you want happen because you're gifted this vision and you're also gifted the ability to make it happen, even if you don't know how yet, even if you don't have proof that you're capable of it. And you have to realize that this is not going to be easy. Right? And I don't talk a lot about affirmations on this podcast. While I love the idea of affirmations, I think they're only part of it because maybe you've tried to do this thing that you want to do now, this area that you want to up-level in your life in the past, and it didn't work out. An affirmation isn't going to get you to up-level. You've got to actually find some evidence to convince yourself that this time is going to be different. We need evidence of how this time is going to be different. So legit, ask yourself that. How can this time that I'm making this change or setting myself up to work toward this goal, how can this be different to every time in the past? If you look for a way that this time can be different, you've got something that is maybe going to change about your process. That is so crucial to rewriting the story that you're telling yourself, like your software, because your excuse is no longer going to make sense when you know your hardware or this identity that you want to have and that those things need to match. So for example, when you're looking for a way that this time can be different, maybe you can identify that this time that you're setting this goal or this time that you're going to make this change, what you're going to add in is accountability. Maybe you're going to call your shot publicly on that goal that you have, or you're actually going to put some skin in the game by investing in that course or that program or that mentor or taking that class to get that, a sense of accountability that you need. Or maybe you're actually going to make a game plan of how you're going to train for that marathon. You're going to finally see that counselor. You're going to go, sit down with someone that can help you with your marriage, or you're going to loop someone in on your vision so they know that it matters to you and they can remind you of why this is important when you inevitably will forget along the way. Maybe this is the time that you're actively setting up an environment around you that's conducive to your growth that is going to help you see long-term success. And that is something that you didn't do before, right? You've got to find a way that this time approaching your goal or up-leveling in this particular area of your life is going to be different. You need that evidence. Think of that as like the data to support the rewrite of your software. Because now that you've got a different approach or a different belief of what you're capable at, at your core level, that software isn't going to work, right? So how can this time be different? That's really how we're going to rewrite the software. And from that, when we know what software we currently have running so we can actually analyze it, and then from there, we know who we actually want to be when we're really honest at our hardware core level, and we have proof of how this time is going to be different, then all we have to do is move to number four, which is raise the necessity to actually hit the upgrade software now button. Because girl, I know you. If you're anything like me, you see it in the top right hand of your computer and you just click remind me tomorrow. Every single day, I click remind me tomorrow. I'm like, this is never going to get done. This is never going to get upgraded, right? You're like, today's crazy. Remind me tomorrow. Then I'll do it. Nope. Not in this case. We've got one shot here. So we're upgrading the software right here, right now. So how are you going to raise the necessity to actually do that? You got to play it out on a bigger scale. Who is going to benefit as a byproduct if you make this a priority to upgrade your software to match the hardware that you actually want, who you actually want to be at your core? Who's going to benefit as a byproduct? Is it going to be you, your family, your community, your company, your significant other, your kids, your future kids? Who around you is going to get to reap the benefits of an upgraded software that actually matches the hardware that you want, who you want to be at your core? And girl, who is going to be negatively impacted if you don't? You, your community, your company, your significant other, your kids, your future kids. The more specific you can get, the better. Because if you can tie the necessity to do this work on yourself, that's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it, with an emotional reaction because something, or more importantly, someone else's happiness or livelihood is at stake. If you do not hit the upgrade software now button, you are so much more inclined to do it because it's not just about you anymore, right? So I realized this was kind of a wordy one. So let's tie this all up in a little bow here, okay? How are we going to feel more focused and driven toward our goals? Well, number one, we're going to analyze our current software that's running because we got to know where we're starting, the excuses that we commonly are using, the stories underneath them. We got to really just spend some time figuring that out. And then number two, we've got to make sure the hardware that we currently have is what we actually want. The person that we want to become, that we're stepping into that identity saying, hey, I might not be where I want to be yet, but I know that if I've got this vision or this dream on my heart, that I'm capable of making that happen. I believe that just a little bit. Again, you don't have to have that full 100% belief in yourself yet. You've just got to believe a little bit that you can make it happen, because then we can move to number three, which is where we match that software to that hardware to make sure that they're congruent. And then you're set up for success, because from there, you're doing number four. You're raising necessity to actually hit the upgrade software now button. And then from there, let's just add it to step five, because if you vibed with this episode and it was helpful for you, tag me on Instagram or shoot me a DM at Keisha.Fitzgerald. And I want to hear what you're working on. I want to hear if you're implementing this in your life and like if this analogy hit home with you. Because remember, we've got one shot here, girl. I'm so proud of you for the person that you are now. And I'm excited about the path that you're taking to become an even more upgraded version of you. And I hope that you're so proud of yourself too. So with that, I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.